friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Jesus has given us signs to know when His coming is near, even at the door. When Jesus comes, He will take us to live with Him in heaven forever. It will be the best home ever because Jesus is preparing it just for us. There will be rest, there will be relief from every problem, and there will be no more tears in that city, bright and fair, because God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
The Bible, do you remember what they were? It started with a G, Galatians. What's next? Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Let's say that five times. Are you ready? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. It could be kind of a tongue twister, huh? But the more you practice it, the easier it'll be. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Can you say it after me? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good job. Philippians is kind of like a thank you letter. Have you ever written a thank you letter to your grandparents, maybe for a Christmas gift or a birthday gift? The believers in Philippi had helped Paul when he needed help, and so he wrote along a thank you. And then he also said that it's important for them to be unified, to be connected, to be together, that they're focused on Jesus, that He is the only one that can bring real unity, real joy, real hope. So do you remember our book so far? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Let's learn about Colossians. Colossians was also written by Paul, and it focuses on how Christ is the head of the church. The first part is the teachings that Paul wanted to tell them, and then the second part of the book talks about how to do those teachings practically. He wanted to show everyone that Christ is number one. Christ is everything. If we don't have Christ, we have no hope. That's what Paul wanted them to focus on. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Let's start with Matthew and go all the way through. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Ooh, good job. Let's do that one more time. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good job. We're going to practice our four books of the Bible. Here we go. Ready? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good job. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Can you say it after me? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Very nice. Tomorrow we'll try saying it all by ourselves, okay? Let's go ahead and get started with our lesson. Hello, boys and girls. I'm so glad that you are back with me today. We have an exciting story today because some Greeks went to Jesus. Do you know who Greeks were? They were some men from Greece, and they wanted to talk to Jesus. We're going to find out more about that in just a minute. But first, let's stop and let's pray that Jesus will be with us. Lord, thank you so much for this time we get to spend with you. Thank you that we can draw closer to you, we can learn more about you, and we can learn what you want for our lives. We love you. Amen. Jesus had been talking to people in a court of the temple where only the Jews went. Did you know that the temple was divided up into two parts? They had the outer court and they had the inner court. Now, the inner court was the area where only Jews were allowed to go. And the outer court was where Jews and Gentiles could go. What's a Gentile? Do you know? A Gentile was somebody who was not related to Isaac, to Jacob, to all of Joseph's brothers. That's where the line of Israel and the Jews came from. We, today, are Gentiles. People who are not Jews. We do not have that Jewish background, that Jewish heritage. So, if people were not Jews, they were not allowed to go into the inner court of the temple. They could still come and they could worship God if they believed in God in the outer court, but they were not allowed in the inner court. Well, in the outer court were some Greeks who had traveled a long ways. They had heard about Jesus riding on the donkey and about him driving the priests and the rulers out of the temple. Also, they had heard that he might become a king. Those Greeks had come to worship God, and because they were Gentiles, they couldn't be in the court of the temple where Jesus was. But they wanted to see him. So what did they do? Well, let's look up John chapter 12, verse 20. John chapter 12, verse 20. We've been going over the books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's the fourth book in the New Testament. If you need more time, just pause this recording and then go ahead and look it up in your Bible. And once you're ready, you can press play again. We're going to go to John chapter 12, verse 20. John chapter 12, that's kind of in the middle of the book of John. Verse 20. The chapters are those big numbers, or it might say chapter 12. And then you look under there and there's all these little numbers. You're going to look for verse 20. We're going to read 20, 21, and 22. Three verses. John chapter 12, verse 20, 21, and 22. Here's what it says.
Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus.
These Greeks had come from a long ways to worship at the feast, and they knew that Jesus was there. And so they went to Philip, and they asked him, what did they ask? They said, we want to see Jesus. So what did Philip do? He went and got Andrew. And what did Andrew do? He went and told Jesus. When Jesus was born, Gentile wise men came from the east to worship him. Do you remember that story? About the wise men following the angel star? They saw that star in the night sky above Bethlehem and said, what is that? Did they believe in God? Not that we know of. But did they look and search diligently and find what they were looking for? Yes, they did. They had come from the east, right? Wise men from the east. Well, guess what? Now at the close of Jesus' life, right before he dies, guess who came from the west? Some Greeks. People who were not believers, Now, just before he died, Gentile Greeks had come from the West. As Jesus talked to those Greeks, he thought of when the plan to save us was made in heaven. He remembered back. Soon, people would no longer need to sacrifice lambs to remind them about the wonderful plan. He, the true lamb, would be sacrificed on the cross that very week. Seeing those Greeks reminded Jesus that because of his death, millions of people all over the world would know that he died as the real Lamb of God. And because of that plan, they could be saved. You can see what Jesus said in verse 23, John chapter 12, verse 23. Here's what it says.
But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified."
Jesus came so that we could be saved. Do you think that that made Jesus happy? I think so. But do you think it also made him a little sad? I think so too. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we all have the opportunity to live with him forever in heaven. If he did not die, we could not live in heaven. My boys and I love to watch Adventist World Radio. If you go to their website, AWR, we like to go to their website and watch some of the videos about people who are learning about Jesus. And there is one about jungle fighters. There were these fighters who all they did was fight all day long, and they lived up in the jungle mountains away from civilization. But they would go down and they would fight. Well, guess what? One of them ended up getting a radio, and they were listening to Adventist World Radio, or AWR, to their broadcast, telling them how much Jesus loves them, that he died for them, that he wants to give them a new life and a new heart, that he loves them, and he wants to help them. Did you know that those jungle fighters decided that they wanted to follow Jesus? They put down their guns, their machetes, their knives, and they started following Jesus. It is because of Jesus' death that they have hope of salvation. And it's because of Jesus' death that you and I have hope of salvation. We can live with God forever because Jesus died for us. Isn't that wonderful? Let's pray and let's thank him for that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being willing to die so that we can live with you forever. You are the Lamb of God who takes away our sins. We pray that you will take away our sins today. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse today. Are you learning it? I hope so. I am so excited for this memory verse because it shows us that when we serve Jesus and we follow him, then our Father who is in heaven will honor us. What a promise, isn't it? Let's go ahead and sing our memory verse together.
John 12, 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him follow me. Let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And him will my Father honor. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him follow me. Let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And him will my Father honor.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.